Welcome to This Day in Pottery History, a series of brief observations, meditations, vignettes, and editorials about the back roads and byways of pottery history that helped shape the pottery world as we know it today, here on this very day in pottery history. I'm your host, Stephen Earp. For images and reading lists associated with these narratives, visit StephenEarp.com/podcasts. And now, let's get going. Episode 35, World-Class Connoisseurs of Salt-Fired German Stoneware. They say Germany's two greatest contributions to Western civilization were the Reformation and hops in beer. And both came on the scene at about the same time. As condensed history, so it goes. But hops also radically impacted pottery history. Everybody wanted beer once early 16th century brewers, village housewives mostly, began producing it. Kids even got their diluted little beer for breakfast. And the best beer containers, before mass-produced glass, were stoneware bottles. Demand skyrocketed. Germans had been tinkering with stoneware since the 10th century, but 16th to 18th century salt-fired German stoneware became world-renowned because of beer. Unfortunately, Germany's Rhineland pottery district, where the best work was made, had been a playground of ruthless warlords for centuries. Whole communities were continually uprooted by this chronic devastation. Fleeing Rhenish potters from Rehren, Freysen, and Siegburg ultimately ended up in the somewhat calmer Westerwald district. Along the way, they picked up improvements in lighter-colored clays, sprig decorations, and brilliant manganese and cobalt highlights. Their work spawned offshoots, reproductions, fakes, and revivals long after their initial dominance had passed. In fact, German stoneware was so popular, English potters couldn't prevent caveats in its favor from diluting the July 22, 1672 Parliamentary Order in Council that they sponsored, meant to insulate local craft markets from outside players. The final bill prohibited imports of, quote, any kind or sort of painted earthen wares whatsoever, except those of China and stone bottles and jugs, unquote. Tons of German stoneware, literally, were shipped to England's North American colonies during the 18th century. Ironically, beer bottles, along with beer mugs, or cannen and krugen, were not the top exports. Chamber pots were. But drinking vessels were close behind, and they were scattered almost as far. European colonists living in North America weren't the only admirers of salt-fired German stoneware, however. Many Native American burial sites of the time also included Westerwald jugs. When pottery is done well, there are no boundaries to how far and wide it will be collected. Thanks for listening. And until next time, remember that wise old proverb sprawled across an old tulipware pie plate. Here is health to the man who has half a joe and has the heart to lend it. Let the dogs take him who has a whole joe and hasn't the heart to spend it.